Hi, folks, and thank you for listening to this SearchSAP.com podcast. I'm Courtney B. Orland, news editor on the site. We all know companies are looking to get more out of their number one and most expensive resource, their people. In that light, we're looking at workforce management software. In part two of our two-part podcast on workforce management software, we drill more into building a business case for the software. We also talk about SAP's workforce management software and some of the implementation and integration challenges SAP customers are facing. Our guides will be Steve Goldman and Don Giffels. Steve and Don are the managing partners at Workforce Insight, a leading provider of strategic workforce management consulting and implementation services. It's based in Denver, Colorado. Are companies, when they buy this workforce management software, are they integrating it with the transactional system, or what sort of are people doing along those lines?
Yeah, typically they are integrating multiple ways with an HR and a payroll system. So whether it's from SAP or Oracle or whoever, they will typically send HR employee data, so like pay rates, what their employee ID number is, who their boss is, what their cost center is, et cetera, over to the workforce management system. So that keeps the HR system, the HR transactional system, as the source of record. And so there's no disparity between the workforce management system and the HR system. In the case of, you know, in the case of SAP or Oracle or PeopleSoft, they have their own time and labor modules, so that integration happens automatically. But if they're using a separate point workforce management system, they'll do that integration. Then they also will have the workforce management system send pay data back to the payroll system. Obviously, they want to get all the accurate payroll information so that employees are paid right. But then we're doing, you know, tons of integration with other systems, like we talked about in retail, the point of sale data or supply chain data, or in the case of government or manufacturing, what a project is, you know, so who's assigned to which project, all that can come over.
And we're seeing a big shift towards bringing workforce management data into more of the dashboard and analytics view. So if customers have deployed a manager dashboard, which may be inclusive of a lot of data elements outside of workforce management, they're looking to bring this visibility into the labor costs. Typically, you know, either the number one or number two largest controllable operating expense across all verticals. So there, in many cases, we're looking to integrate labor data, very actionable labor data, into manager dashboards, which may be inclusive of, you know, all business operations information.
Have you seen your customers run into any challenges, specifically SAP, with the integration piece?
Technically, there's not the challenges that you would think. And honestly, it's, you know, there's a difference between real-time integration and sending over batch data. And typically, there isn't that much value in doing real-time integration. So sending over a batch file isn't that complicated. The challenge really is more, are you getting people from all the different departments that are associated with it involved? You know, so in an IT department, there's typically a different systems administrator for both systems. So are they working closely together? And have you defined what the new process is going to be once you have this integration? It's not the technical challenge of how do you get the systems to talk to each other, but more holistically.
Timing and process and aligning people with those. There can be a lot of timing issues, particularly with new hires and other tasks that, you know, are typically driven through the, you know, SAP HCM stack that need to be considered when you are working with a workforce management tool set.
And I'm curious, too, what advice you have for companies who are looking at implementing this software. How can they start to build a business case for it?
It's maybe helpful to talk about what we've seen in terms of customers that have struggled in this space. In some cases, when a need is identified, the approach is to say, hey, who's got some time and availability internally, and just throw this project their way. Workforce management is a very different discipline, and it's also different than the rest of your HCM tool sets in that it truly affects every single employee in the organization in two very powerful and personal ways. It obviously impacts their pay, right? It impacts their paycheck, but it also impacts their quality of life and their work-life balance and their schedule. So the challenge we've seen many customers face is that they throw the project to somebody who might have availability but might not know a lot about workforce management. It may take that person, you know, 6 to 9 months to get their arms around the issues, and the opportunity cost for that organization could be significant if they haven't been, you know, heads down and really trying to move this project forward. Another pretty consistent challenge that we've seen is that, and this is reduced somewhat with the tightness in capital, a lot of customers take the approach of saying, hey, I've got a business issue, let's go shopping, right? Let's go find the product that's going to be the magic bullet to fix all these issues. Certainly, technology is an enabler and needs to be looked at, but it's a matter of timing. So making sure that the right groundwork is done to truly define the business needs and set realistic expectations about what can be delivered. And that's something that we see more customers taking that prudent approach of doing the right groundwork first, as opposed to probably 2 or 3 years ago where most customers would be calling up the five top players and going through product demonstrations. It's common for a workforce management project to have the potential to deliver 1 to 3% savings over total annual labor cost. So the impact of reducing the time to value by 3 or 4 months, which is pretty common with the right approach, can be staggering financially.
So I'd add another common mistake really is trying to build a business case kind of in a vacuum by a department. A lot of times a certain department will identify this business issue and go and try to build the business case. That just causes potential risk for poor user adoption down the road and not getting the right solution for the whole organization. So it really needs to be done with the collective views of all different departments. So the operations, HR, finance, IT, payroll, they all should be represented. They all should be part of building the business case so that their requirements are part of it and that they feel like they're part of the project and they're excited about it instead of some department at corporate is trying to force us down our throat and not really want to use it.
Does SAP have a lot of software in this space, or are most SAP shops you're seeing going to third parties for it?
You know, it's interesting. It's a good question. So SAP has invested pretty heavily in the workforce management space. And so, you know, in the SAP realm, we see customers going both directions, using SAP's core workforce management suite, which they continue to invest in, as well as point solutions. So this is where it really comes back to doing the right groundwork and not jumping to the conclusion of the right solution right out of the gate. Depending on the business requirements, the SAP tool sets or some of the SAP partners may be the right fit. So again, they do definitely have a strong presence and a solid tool set in this space. And there's also some great partners that surround the SAP world, depending on the business requirements.
I would say in the past, the workforce management deals that SAP had, you know, 10 years ago were really, hey, a customer is buying the SAP ERP stack, the HCM solutions, whatever, and time and labor was kind of just part of it. And now companies are really looking at time and labor as a separate business issue than HR or payroll or finance. And so SAP is reacting, and they've invested a lot of money in building out their workforce management modules. They have a very strong optimized forecasting scheduling engine for retail that they're going and winning some deals with. So they're seeing that it's an opportunity, and they're developing the products in that space.
Thank you for listening to this SearchSAP.com podcast. Please continue to turn to SearchSAP.com for all your SAP needs.